Defence ministers from France, Britain, Germany, Italy and Poland are meeting in Paris this morning as Europe continues to grapple with how best to provide Ukraine with security guarantees in an ever-changing geopolitical climate. It comes after Ukraine agreed to a US proposal for a 30-day ceasefire late yesterday, which in turn prompted Washington to announce it was immediately restarting military and intelligence support to Ukraine. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, joins us now. Good morning, Tony. Now, before we get to this meeting in Paris, could I ask you first about some breaking news we're hearing this morning? And that's the news that the EU will impose counter tariffs on US goods from next month in response to American tariffs on steel and aluminium.
That's right. So on February the 10th, Joan, Donald Trump announced 25% tariffs on European steel and aluminium products. Now, that included industrial grade steel and aluminium, other steel and aluminium semi-finished and finished products, but also on derivative products like machine parts and all the way down to knitting needles. Now, those tariffs took effect this morning, and a statement from Ursula von der Leyen, the Commission President, a short time ago announced that the EU was now going to take retaliatory tariffs. Now, what they're doing is they are restoring tariffs that were imposed by the EU back in 2018, after Donald Trump in his first term slapped tariffs on European steel and aluminium. They were suspended, and that suspension was due to be up for renewal on the 1st of April. So essentially what the EU is doing is to let those tariffs be rolled over, and that's going to amount to about $26 billion worth of tariffs against US imports. Now, the tariffs that were initially imposed back in 2018 covered things like Harley-Davidson motorbikes, Levi jeans, bourbon. So those are tariffs will come back. And the EU said it will announce further countermeasures in the middle of April. So this is a proper trade war that's now heating up.
That's just what I was about to ask. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any point at which this can be head off. It is going to continue to be an escalating trade war between the EU and the US.
Well, the European Commission president this morning said that they are still open for negotiations with the Trump administration. And I think that's why this has been staggered over two separate tranches of tariffs. Maros Šefčovič, who's the trade commissioner, has been in regular contact with his counterparts in Washington, and those channels are still open. There will be a hope that Donald Trump can be talked down from these tariffs. He has been extremely volatile in his on-off tariffs against Canada and Mexico. There will be a hope in Europe, obviously, that he can be talked down from the tariffs on European steel and aluminium. And this retaliation was clearly expected and signalled by the European Union. Now, there is another thing called an anti-coercion instrument, which is a much broader set of measures the EU can take. It's known as the Big Bazooka. That was dreamt up in Trump's first administration, and it would hit a lot more sectors, not just goods. And that, I guess, is in reserve for the EU if they want to bring that out, if things do not de-escalate. That's a much longer process, but that still remains in reserve.
Now, to return to this meeting of defence ministers in Paris today, what is it aiming to achieve?
Well, there has been, you know, a massive rethink at EU level about support for Ukraine and European security in general following the very dramatic change of tone and tack from Donald Trump vis-a-vis Russia and Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's defence. So what essentially Emmanuel Macron is trying to do is to pull together a coalition of the willing. Now, there was a meeting yesterday of 34 countries, most of them European and NATO, but also Australia, New Zealand and Japan. And the idea would be to try and forge credible security guarantees for Ukraine if America does not provide that backstop. So the security guarantees that Ukraine wants and that the previous MP there mentioned. The ideal one for Ukraine is obviously NATO membership. That doesn't appear to be on the cards at the moment, but a French and American and coalition of the willing security guarantee could see peacekeeping or reassurance troops in Ukraine, but Britain and France still want the US to provide a backstop for that. That means a US air power, air defence and intelligence and satellite surveillance to complement a peacekeeping force. So that's really what the French meeting today is looking at. So again, like we are seeing defence ministers from Britain, from Turkey, from Norway, Canada. So this is a much broader coalition of people from that would be associated with NATO. And it's also highly significant that the US has not been invited to this meeting. That's almost unprecedented.
Okay. Tony Connolly there, we'll have to leave it. Thank you very much.